This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today, we are going to discuss wisdom. Now, I just want to begin by reading a few words from Proverbs. And as we read this, just listen for what it tells us about wisdom and understanding. So, Proverbs chapter 2, we're listening for wisdom and understanding. Proverbs 2, starting at verse 1, says, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." These verses give us a powerful example. Cry out for wisdom. Raise your voice for understanding. Seek it like silver. And yet I think that brings us to the question then of how often do we do that? How often do we find ourselves sitting before the Word of God, seeking to really understand what it means? Or how often, on the other hand, do we read it and think, oh, well, I understand that. I already know what that says. Or, I already know what God wants. I know what God wants me to do. I know how He wants me to live. I don't need to spend time looking at this. Or maybe sometimes this familiarity manifests itself in another way. Maybe just by us thinking, well, I can read the Bible anytime I want. I'll read it tomorrow. Or I'll just do extra tomorrow. And yet, these verses in Proverbs show us not just that we should read, or not just that we should understand, but the attitude with which we should understand. These verses open up to us how we should approach the Word of God. And that is with this absolute desire, recognizing that God has hidden things in Scripture on purpose because He wants us to search them out. On one hand, yes, God's message is simple. You know, the truth is simple. It's straightforward. We can understand it. We know there's going to be a kingdom here on earth. We know that the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, gave His life for us, and that motivates us and moves us. And yet at the same time, this book is much more than that. It's not just a set of things to know, but it's a set of things to live and breathe. It's a set of things to make our reality. And so I think that's the crucial piece here. God could have written down the truth for us just on a sheet of paper. He could have said, here's the things I want you to know. I want you to know that I love you, my son loves you, I want you to love your neighbor as yourself. And he could have just enumerated, here's all the important things, here are all the first principles, and here's how they should affect your life, the end. And yet he doesn't do that. And I think the reason for that is because our God is a God who doesn't just want us to know these things and live them, but he in fact wants us to know these things and live them because they are everything to us. They have become the entirety of our reality. So that when we come to the Scriptures and we read them, we don't just think, oh, well, here, I'm going to read Scripture again, like I always do. But we think, what is God going to reveal today? And we think, how amazing is the depth of God's Word? How great is the knowledge or the riches of the glory of God? How unsearchable are His ways. And we revel in the fact that God's mind is so much greater than ours. And we long to understand. I think one of the most awesome examples of this fervent desire to really understand and search God's Word, is found in Daniel. We like to talk about Daniel chapter 11. because it talks about the time of the end, the king of the north and the south. And yet, I think it's fascinating to see the context of this prophecy. So the context of Daniel 11 is what happens in Daniel chapter 10. So Daniel chapter 10 is Daniel's explanation of what was happening after he got this vision. So he was given the vision of chapter 11, and chapter 10 is his response to it. So just listen to this. Daniel chapter 10 and verse 1. Daniel 10 verse 1 says, "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a word was revealed to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar. And the word was true, and it was a great conflict. And he understood the word, and had understanding of the vision." So Daniel knew what was going on, but the reason that he knew is because of what follows. "In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning for 3 weeks. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine enters my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. On the 24th day of the first month, as I was standing on the bank of the great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a man clothed in linen, with a belt of fine gold from Uphaz around his waist. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and the sound of his words like the sound of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great trembling fell upon them, and they fled to hide themselves. So I was left alone, and saw this great vision, and no strength was left in me. My radiant appearance was fearfully changed, and I retained no strength. Then I heard the sound of his words. And as I heard the sound of his words, I fell on my face in deep sleep with my face to the ground. And behold, a hand touched me and sent me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, 'O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you.'" So here he comes to give Daniel understanding, right? He says, "Understand these words." "When he had spoken this word to me, I stood up trembling. Then he said to me, 'Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and humbled yourself before your God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia, and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days. For the vision is for days yet to come." So do you see what he says here? Daniel said that he was mourning. Did you notice how long? He says, "I was mourning for 3 weeks." So here was Daniel fasting for 3 weeks, trying to understand, what did this mean? And this angel comes to him and says, I've come to give you this understanding that you've been waiting for, but I was delayed for 21 days. Well, 21 days is 3 weeks. So what this angel is saying is that from the time that Daniel sought to understand, God sent an angel to give him understanding. Isn't that awesome? God wants us to seek. God wants us to long for understanding, to cry out for it, to approach him with such a desire for understanding that we come to him like Daniel. And God responds to that. We have one of the most precious gifts in having this kind of access to the Word of God. And so when we read it, let's not just read it, but let's search it out. Let's dig deeper. Let's explore the treasures that our God has left for us so that these things become our reality, so that these words in this book are more real to us than anything else. Because isn't it true that God's way is the ultimate reality? Isn't it true that this life isn't going to last, but that God's way, God's reality, will last forever? So let's replace what we have in front of us with this book. Let's search it out. Let's go deeper. Let's put it in our minds. And let's seek to then follow the example of the one who was so filled with Scripture that he could be called the Word made flesh. And so may that Word fill our minds and fill our lives. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.